Hello. I just had the most wonderful, delicious, self-loving session, and I thought maybe you'd like to hear about it. Would you? Would you like to hear all the salacious, sexy details? As I said that, did your cock jump just a little? Does it arouse you to think of my hands giving myself such pleasure? Do you get excited knowing that I have a drawer full of toys that I dip into every now and then? Okay, who am I trying to fool? Almost daily, I reach in and I pick the flavor of the moment. The one toy that, when joined with my fingers and just a little dab of lube, bring me to such heights. Would you like to know more? Would you like to know how I bring myself such pleasure? Does my voice and my words turn you on? Then I better go on and tell you. So today, I was sitting on my couch, surfing the lovely bodies on Reddit. And my mind started drifting. While my pussy pulsed just a little, I will admit, to what my eyes were feasting upon. But I turned my phone off, and I started to have visions of my little black vibrator. Now I know when I mentioned that drawer full of toys, you were probably wondering if it was filled with big dildos, huge dongs, instruments of mass destruction. But I'll let you in on a little secret. My body's a little different. I need different things than the ordinary to get my blood boiling and my juices pouring. So one of my go-to pleasure toys is a black vibrator that's about 1.5 inches wide and maybe 4 inches long, 4.5 inches long. It's sleek and soft. And it kind of looks like a torpedo with a white button on the left end if you were holding it in your hand and a tapered tip that doesn't resemble a penis but a blunt end of a torpedo, kind of pointed. It's almost a sharp edge if you can imagine on a very soft matte black rubber material. It fits perfectly in the palm of my hand with, honestly, maybe 2.5 to 3 inches of it actually being inserted. Now I know, I told you it was a vibrator, and I think that was its original intent, that it was to be placed on the clitoris with one hand, pressing firmly on the woman's clit. But for me, I like to use it a little differently. And over the years, I've come to figure out what works for me. Well, I'll be honest. With visions of you and our time together going through my head, That, combined with my fingers and my little black vibrator, that is the perfect combination. That is what I've learned. So, how does a mom of two, a married wife, come to find 10 or 15 minutes of quiet time? Well, they're all downstairs, and they think I'm watching one of my boring mom TV shows. So I quietly shut off the TV, put my phone away, and I made myself comfortable in my bedroom with the door closed and the lights off. I've already got it playing in my head that if anyone was to come to my door, I would tell them I was taking a nap. What they wouldn't know is that I've laid down a blue towel folded in half for double thickness beneath my ass. I've removed my gray sweatpants and laid them on the floor. I folded back the covers so that just my toes are covered. But if I needed, I could easily pull the corner of the blanket over and assume the position of a napping mom. Now, I'm wondering, does this thought turn you on even more? That I'm sneaking, that I'm hiding, that I'm in a hushed scenario where I need to be quiet, but I need to be naughty? Well, it turns me on too. So I'll carry on and describe to you how I pulled the little black vibrator out of my white satin bag. That's right. I store it in a sexy little white satin bag in the drawer right beside my bed. And I put just a little dab of lube on the end. Now I reach down with my left hand and I feel that my pussy's already primed. I was wet and squirming already on the couch. But I like that little dab, it adds a coolness, that dab of lube, a silkiness and a wetness to my clit, because that's where I put it first. I turn it on, press the button not once, not twice, but three times. That's right. I put it right to my favorite setting. Now, I don't just go to town, as that might make you assume by going to the strongest setting. But the first setting is just a low rumble. It doesn't do much for me. And the second, it's interesting, and my clit wakes up. But the third setting, that third level of vibration, that one sends those vibrations through my clit to the back of my spine. It rides down and up the center crack of my ass and back up to my pulsing and wet vagina. Yeah, you heard me. I use the word vagina. I'm kind of a nerd that way. I kind of like science. And I like how the English language has so many words to describe the part of my body that I'm about to engage for a bit of self-pleasure. My favorite words are definitely pussy and vagina. On the rare occasion, I find it fun to use terms like my box or my pleasure center. You know, those silly moods. But right now I'm not in a silly mood. I'm in the mood to run that tip of the black vibrator along the two sides of my clit. Down the right side, across the bottom and up the left side and to the top of the clit again. You're right. Are you envisioning a circle? A slow circle? Well, now envision my two fingers from my left hand sliding down. You know, the two fingers that you use to make a peace sign, your middle and index fingers. Well, I slide them down on both sides of my clit and I just do a slow slide and firm press so that my clit pokes out to say hello. Now, she's hiding. Oh, she likes to sit warm and cozy deep down inside. She's not one to stand out and scream for attention. She needs coaxing. So those fingers pressing make her pop out so that my vibrator can give her a little tingling. Oh, I just love how it feels. The pressure that goes from the center of my back all the way up to my shoulder blades as I arch my back. I look up to the ceiling. And visions of you. Yeah, they play across my mind. They do. Your hands. Your strong hands. In that moment, my brain actually flipped into a scenario where it was your fingers sliding up and down on both sides of my clit and that you were working the black vibrator. And I let that scenario play in my mind. I flip into that moment. I keep my eyes closed to hold on to that moment and that vision. And my vibrator, well, it dips down into my wetness. It finds its way into my pussy. And my fingers, they no longer are making a peace sign. They've come together like someone's glued them, stuck them together. And they're pressing firmly on my clit and making round, firm circles around and around and around and around my clit as the toy starts to plunge in and out, in and out, in and out. Now the angle is quite important. The tip of the vibrator needs to be pointing upwards towards my navel. So my hand needs to twist and turn and almost bend downwards towards my ass so that that pointed tip of my vibrator, when it plunges up and out, I believe it's touching my pleasure center. That's right, my G-spot, because I start feeling a warmth as I start fucking myself. Not slow, but faster and faster with that vibrating toy. And my other hand is pressing firmly, even more firmly, deep onto my little button. And then they start to wiggle faster so that the wiggling and the rubbing of my clit matches the intensity and the speed that this vibrator is moving in and out of my pussy. And I start to feel the wetness and the warmth. I start to hear myself go from creamy to wet and then to sloppy. I'm gushing. I'm breathing heavier. Oh, my face is contorting, my mouth wide open, my eyes still holding shut though, holding on to the vision that it's you, to the thought that it's you that's bringing my body this pleasure. I'm remembering you and what you felt like, the things you did to my body. And those thoughts make the warmth grow. It's like the sun shining down on me. Meanwhile, I'm in my room, my pitch black room, but I'm hot. It's like someone's turned up the temperature. My whole body's hot, just radiating. And I feel myself arching and my knees climbing up higher. I need that angle. My body's searching for that angle that'll make my G-spot burst. I'm trying to find the words, my G-spot just inflames, it engorges, it swells. And as that vibrator touches on it, pokes on it, slams up against it over and over and over again. And I mean quickly, fast and quick. I like it fast and quick and sharp and short little plunges, just like I like the rubbing of my clit to match and be fast and quick, not flicking, but firm, quick rubs. Oh, the sloshing, the sound I make as I gush, and I can feel the warmth pour from my pussy down my ass crack, and I know that I'm making the towel wet. I enjoy it just for one or two more seconds. I don't want it to go through and wet my sheets. So I take one more deep breath and I fuck myself faster and harder for just 30 more seconds. Can you imagine? Can you imagine those 30 seconds? So wet, it's splashing. I can feel the wetness splashing on my inner thighs, and it's dripping. No, it's pouring down my ass, and it's soaking up through the first layer, the top layer of my blue towel. And I know it's starting to go through the second as I gush one more time. And I can smell the heat. I can smell the sex radiating up from my pussy as I slow down my fucking. Yeah. Oh yeah, I fucked myself. I fucked my pussy with my black vibrator, and now you know every delicious detail. Now tell me, were you stroking? Were your eyes closed as you listened to my voice? Were you stroking your cock, your hard, growing cock, as you listened to that? Did it turn you on? I sure hope it did. Because there's nothing better than knowing that someone else is enjoying this moment after I'm coming down from my glorious orgasmic high, that someone else is possibly stroking to fruition right now. Will you come for me? Or did you? Oh, I'd love to know. Thanks for enjoying this moment with me. I know I enjoyed sharing it with you. Talk to you later.